We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome in to our first basketball edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline. Glad to have you with us from here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Looking forward to learning quite a bit about both the Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagles. We'll be here this week. We'll be here next week and take some time off for the Christmas holidays and then return the first week of January with some more Golden Eagle basketball. So we're going to do that today. We're going to talk Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. And we're going to spend some time first with the assistant coach for the Lady Golden Eagles, Jack Trosper. Jack sitting in for Coach Joy Lee McNellis today. Joy is a little bit under the weather. She's been fighting off some of that stuff all of us have the last few weeks or so. So she is going to be off today. So Jack Trosper has stepped in to take her place. And Jack, great to have you with us. And Lady Eagles playing some pretty good basketball right now. Had a great victory last yesterday afternoon on the road down in Mobile against South Alabama. Got to be excited about the way the Lady Eagles are playing right now.
Yes, sir, and thank you for having me. And, you know, it was exciting. You know, you have two road games on last week, and so anytime you can get road victories, you know, it's always something special for us, and it's something we can build on. And so, you know, for us to have two back-to-back kind of before we get to finals was important for us. So it was good to get those two road wins because I know, you know, the only other road game we had was a little difficult for us. So it was kind of good to get our monkey off our back because, you know, we start conference play, we'll start it off on the road and two tough places to play.
What do you like that you're seeing out of Lady Eagles? Where are you playing well? What's kind of been the difference maybe than early in the season?
You know, obviously we like our post play. We've got multiple bigs who can do some different things for us. You know, and then, you know, with the infusion of the depth that we have from last year that was able to play, you know, mixed in with the new players that we have, you know, from the transfer and, you know, from our freshmen, you know, we really like our depth. We like how many, you know, different lineups we can have and the creativity that we can have with those different lineups has been good for us.
I was going to say, and you can play a little different brand of basketball. If there's times you got to go inside and take advantage of your height and your strength in there, you can do that. But if you have to go out and shoot the three-pointer, you got the young ladies who can do that as well.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the thing that we really like about, you know, kind of our 2-3-4 spot and even kind of, you know, all five is that we can play a bunch of different ways and can match up with some different teams based on what they have and what we can try to take advantage of. And so, you know, having that depth has been important for us early in the year, you know, with injuries and different things that kind of come with that. And we got hit with the, you know, the flu bug a little bit here. I think coach is kind of feeling the effects of that. And so, you know, missing some players this week, I think our depth was tested. And I think it was good that we could kind of show that we can play some different ways.
You guys have played a tough non-conference schedule. Is that by design to try to make yourself better as the year goes along?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the returners that we had, we wanted to try to make it as difficult as we could just because you know how good the conference is. You know, last year we weren't able to play as many non-conference games due to COVID. And so we tried to kind of beef up the schedule just because we know we have to get ready. And I think that kind of hurt us last year is that our inability to play those games affected us. And, you know, as we were having to learn through trial and fire, you know, during conference play, we kind of wanted to get that out of the way now and play some difficult games and learn some things about our team so that when we do start conference play, we have a lot better idea of what we have and what we can do.
Jack Trosper is visiting with us, Golden Eagle assistant coach, Lady Golden Eagle assistant coach, sitting in for Coach McNellis, who is not feeling well today. So we told her to take the night off, take the day off, and get healthy. Lady Eagles need her down the stretch, so we're missing her. But Jack, nice enough to sit in and visit with us and talk Lady Eagle basketball. Jack, go down the you've got the stats, the roster in front of you. Go down the list for folks who aren't all that familiar with the Lady Eagles so far this year. Who were some of the key players for you this year?
Well, I mean, the thing you look at it, you know, the first thing I can tell you is the depth that we have is tremendous. You know, we have basically 9 or 10 players that all average 5 points or more. And so that can kind of show you just what we can do on any given night and who we have available. You know, obviously, you know, Dominique Davis and Malia Grayson are inside-out combination that are doing the most damage points-wise. But any given night, I think some other players can step up, and I think Macy Weaver kind of showed that last night with her first double-double. But, you have Kelsey Jones as well. Brekayla Gray did some great things for us last year, and, you know, Deja Allman is our steady rock as our senior point guard. Just having a different complement of players, you know, Rose Warren has done some great things for us that you kind of don't see on the stat sheet. You know, I think her and Brekayla are glue kids. And, you know, having Destiny Smith as a senior and Kelsey Jones as a senior, you know, they give you great depth and leadership. You know, so we've got a good complement of players, and obviously our young kids are working their way into it. You know, we love our freshmen and you know, some of our younger kids that are working their way in, but we've got so much depth. You know, they're having to get their earn their stripes through practice, you know, and then, you know, hopefully we'll be able to find some minutes for them, you know, later on down the road if we need to.
Jack, we got a question here from the restaurant. This is from Roger. Roger Cameron wants to know, how does it feel to have finally beaten South Alabama and kind of broken that spell against those guys?
It was good. It was good, you know, and obviously it wasn't by design, but it was good to play some Sun Belt teams in the non-conference, obviously with us making the move over. You know, so it was good to have South Al on the schedule and to get a road win at South Al is big. You know, it's a tough place to play. You know, they have a great crowd there and it's always hard. You know, so anytime you can get a win there, you're happy with it.
All right, here's another question. This is from Vic here in the restaurant. He said, when do you think the girls who have been battling the flu or have the flu, when will they be back and what's kind of the timetable with them? Any idea?
Well, the good thing is that we have a week off here. Due to finals, so you know we're going to give our team some time to rest and relax and hopefully get healthy in more ways than one now with the sickness. So hopefully we'll have them back towards the end of the week to kind of get prepared for what we have to come in the next couple weeks. So, you know, we've been monitoring them. You know, their symptoms are mild, so they're okay. So hopefully in the next few days, you know, we'll continue to monitor and hopefully have them back. But we want to make sure that we're not taking any chances on that to spread it around the team. So, you know, we're keeping them quarantined. We're trying to keep them, away from the team. And, you know, we have our, you know, a great training staff that's taking care of them with medicine and different things. So, you know, we're constantly making sure that they're doing okay. But, you know, hopefully we can kind of curb it now and, move on from it and have them ready to go at the end of the week.
Jack Trosper visiting with us, a Lady Eagle assistant coach, sitting in tonight with the four head coach, Joy Lee McNellis, who's a little bit under the weather. So we told her, stay home, get well. We need her. back on the sidelines for the Lady Eagles. We're going to take a break, come back, and continue to talk Lady Eagle basketball in just a bit. Jay Ladner joins us. We'll talk Golden Eagle basketball. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Hey, fans, this is Wayne Cook, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way to the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you'd love to get your podcasts. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Is Golden Eagle Hotline live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And we are back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Glad to have you with us as we open up our basketball editions of the Golden Eagle Hotline. Visiting today with Jack Trosper, assistant coach for the Lady Eagles. Jack sitting in for Coach McNellis, who is a little bit under the weather, so she's not with us here for the show tonight. But Jack, nice enough to step in and visit with us this evening here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Lady Eagles, like the Golden Eagles, are getting ready to begin final examinations here for the semester, and so they are hard at work preparing for that, and both teams will not to play early in the week before getting back in action later in the week. So I'd love to have your questions. If you're in the restaurant with us, track down Bo. Bo will get you one of our question forms, and you can ask a question that way, or if you'd like to send one in, a lot of different ways that you can do that as well. So I'd love to have you join our conversation today as we talk a little Lady Eagle basketball, later Golden Eagle basketball. All right, Jack, let's sit back a little bit about, let's talk Conference USA a little bit. As you look back at the start of the season and some of the results you see from other teams in Conference USA, who besides the Lady Eagles are probably some of the teams to kind of watch out for in Conference USA this year?
Well, you know, as you know, the depth is incredible this year, and I think it's even stronger than it was last year. And I think that's predicated on what you see with some of the Power 5 wins that some of the other teams in our league have. Obviously, Middle Tennessee, Charlotte, Old Dominion all have Power 5 victories. And so when you have that in the league, that just kind of shows you the depth that we have. But, you know, you go top to bottom, there's a bunch of really good teams in the league. Obviously, you know, with the split divisions now, we'll play a lot of the teams here on the East. But a lot of teams bring a lot of really good players back. You know, you're looking at UTEP has a lot of depth back. North Texas has a lot of depth back. You know, Rice is new, but obviously their pedigree over the last few years, you know, so you can always expect them to have, you know, a solid team. And, you know, obviously our rivals there, Louisiana Tech, have a lot of depth back, and then they added some good transfers. So I think around the league, teams got stronger. And so it's going to be a real battle for us night in and night out. I don't think there's ever a time, you know, where you're going to show up to a game and think that maybe this one could be a little bit easier, or you can kind of worry about trying to play your younger players. I think you've got to be ready to go every single night, you know, at home and on the road. And so I think the amount of depth in the league, I think, is really, really good. And I think this is a year where you could possibly see more than one team get an at-large bid, you know, based on what we've been able to do in the non-conference and some of the victories that our teams have been able to have. And so when you have that kind of depth, it's going to make things very interesting for us. And I think it's going to make things really difficult for us, which is why we've tried to play a tougher non-conference.
When you look at women's basketball around the country, I'm not sure Conference USA gets the credit that they probably deserve. It's a much better basketball league on the women's side than people give it credit for.
You know, I think hopefully, you know, some of the results that we've had here early in the year, you know, can kind of show that, you know, just how difficult the league is and just how good it is top to bottom, that there's no easy games when you get on the road. And, you know, even when you have, you know, some of these teams that come in and, you know, you're playing those weekend games where you have two back-to-back, you know, it's a gauntlet, and it's going to be a gauntlet. And I think the depth of it kind of showed last year where, you know, there were a few top teams, but really top to bottom, when you have ODU that comes in as one of the lower seeded teams that make it all the way to the championship game, that can kind of show you what the depth is. And they brought a lot back, and I think a lot of the teams reloaded as far as what they were able to bring in, especially with the way the transfer portal is nowadays. Obviously, we took advantage of it, and I think other teams around the league are taking advantage of it as well. And so that can kind of show you just how strong our conference can become, you know, when you have that advantage to your you know, to the transfer portal.
That transfer portal has really kind of changed the whole face of both men's and women's basketball. Now, I'm sure in some ways good, some ways bad, but it certainly has changed things.
Certainly. I think we were able to have some success with it, and I think a lot of teams in the league are able to as well. And so it just gives these kids an opportunity to maybe make another change that, you know, would be better for them. And I think, you know, with our situation, we had two players who needed a change and found a good one in our home. And so I think other teams in the league are finding that as well. And so that's kind of going to be the landscape of you know, how the things go now with the transfer portal, you know, obviously on the men and the women's side. And so you're going to have some good with some bad. And so hopefully it's, you know, it's about recruiting your team at the same time and making sure, you know, that we're taking care of our team and, you know, always obviously looking towards the portal when that time comes.
Jack Trosper visiting with us today, sitting in for Coach Joy Lee McNellis. Joy's a little bit under the weather, so Jack, nice enough to pinch hit her for tonight here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. We were talking a minute ago about the schedule. The schedule last year, particularly the conference schedule, was kind of crazy. You played those doubleheaders almost, Friday, Saturday ball games. I don't know that any of the coaches like those. This year, kind of back to normal where you play the two-game road trip at, you know, two different opponents.
Yeah, I think we preferred, you know, 2 years ago the schedule because last year it was so weird and strange to play the same team, you know, within basically a 36-hour window at times. And so we're excited to get back in the league, and then it allows you to play everybody in the league. Obviously, we didn't get the chance to do that last year, and so I think it made things difficult as far as stacking up and really seeing who were the best teams in the league when you didn't get to play four or five of the teams normally. And so I think it made things difficult as far as seeding goes and those different things. And so we're excited to kind of get back into the swing of, you know, what a normal schedule looks like, and I think it'll be good for our girls too to get that feeling back as well.
Jack Trosper visiting with us here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. We're going to take a break. Jack will come back. We'll talk more Lady Eagle basketball. Jay Lander going to join us in just a bit, talk Golden Eagle basketball. But the Eagles and the Lady Eagles right now in the midst of final examinations before they both get back to action in just a few more days. So Southern Miss basketball, we'll be back right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
We are back here at Walk-Ons, our first basketball Golden Eagle Hotline of the season. The Lady Eagles have gotten off to a good start, had a big win yesterday down in the Mitchell Center on the campus of South Alabama, win over South Alabama. The Golden Eagles are ready to get back into action later this week, as are the Lady Eagles. Jack Trosper visiting with us. He is assistant head coach for Coach Joy Lee McNellis, and nice enough again to step in. Joy's a little bit under the weather, so we told her she needs to stay away and get well so she can get back out on the court with the Lady Eagles later this week. So love to have you join our conversation. If you're in the restaurant, Bo will give you one of our question forms. You can write a question down that way, or you can do it a lot of different ways. We'd love to have you show up each week here. Love to have you here. We'll do one more show before the Christmas holidays and then break for a couple of weeks for the Christmas holidays. So another show next week, next Monday here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. And again, thanks to our good friends at Walk-Ons, the host of the Golden Eagle Hotline for both football and basketball. But again, Jack Trosper visiting with us. And Jack, what are some surprises maybe on the Lady Eagle team? Anybody in particular that has been a big surprise for the Lady Eagles this week or this season so far?
You know, when you talk about the two transfers, you know, that we got in, you hope that they'll do well. But you're not sure. And so I think both of them playing as well as they have been, I think are the pleasant surprises for us. Just because when you go the transfer route, you don't know for sure, you know, how they're going to gel, how they're going to work, you know, with the teams that's coming in. you know, with the returners. And so I think Dominique and Macy have been doing a great job. Obviously, Dominique's numbers are really good. You know, if you saw the Samford game, you know, she had 29 and 19 in the second half, and she was a big part of us making that win. You know, and then Macy's been dealing with some injuries, but obviously with her now, you know, having a week or two fully healthy, you can kind of see the dividends that's paying off, you know, with her having her first double-double. And so having those two players with the experience that they have playing in the SEC, they've been a pleasant surprise for us, and they've gelled really well with our team. You know, they bring a different kind of leadership and a different attitude coming from the programs that they came from, obviously two really respected programs. And so having that leadership infused with the amount of returners that we had, you know, it's been really great for us as far as what they've been able to do on the court, but also what they've been able to do off the court.
I know coaches used to tell me that when you brought in a junior college player or a transfer, sometimes it took them a year and a year and a half to kind of really adjust to playing at that level and playing that type of game. Are you finding that to be the case or not the case with some of these folks that are in the portal, some of these transfers?
The D1 transfers are a little better acclimated just because based on where they come from or the different programs that they come from, you know, they can be much quicker as far as learning what we're doing and the system that we're running. And so obviously Macy coming from Arkansas and Dominique come from LSU, those are two top level programs. And so they got the coaching, you know, and they got the system and they understood what they were able to do. And, you know, Macy was there for 4 years, you know, and Dominique was there for two. And so they got not just one or two, but, you know, obviously more than that, you know, more years of experience as far as what the style is like, what the lifestyle, what the time frame takes, you know, for you to be successful. And so they got a touch of that, you know, and so I think that's what's really helped them a lot is, you know, some of the different junior college programs, you know, you're taking a step up, you know, and so for the four-year programs, you're a little better acclimated as far as what, you know, the rigorous demands can be.
Particularly a four-year player who's probably played a lot, maybe a four-year player who has been a reserve and hadn't played a lot, but I would think the ones that have played were starters or the sixth man on their team are probably a little more prepared to step up and play this kind of basketball.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And so I think, you know, having those two players with that kind of experience, with the amount of experience that we had coming back, I mean, obviously we had nine coming back, and, you know, many of those were big minute players for us and, you know, solid contributors for us. So I think, you know, gelling those two together, I think, was a lot more seamless than maybe we even anticipated. And so that's obviously, you know, paid well for us in this non-conference schedule.
How would you sort of gauge the defensive play of the Lady Eagles so far? Do you feel like this is a good defensive team, or is it a defensive team that's got to get better?
I think it's always a work in progress. You know, I think what we do defensively isn't easy to grasp early on. You know, and so I think we run a complicated system. We run an intricate system, but when you have it going on all cylinders, it can be very difficult to stop or score against. You know, so I think our girls are learning as they go. But as you can see, we've done some good things, and you know, we talk about it all the time as far as the magic number being 70 for us. You know, when we hold teams under 70, we've won. When teams have scored more than 70, we've lost. And so it's definitely a work in progress, but our girls are making strides every day. And obviously, when you come to a program like Southern Miss, defense is always going to be our calling card, and toughness and rebounding. And so those take time, I think, when you're not as used to, you know, how hard it can be. But I think our girls are doing a great job and have a great attitude towards what we want.
You mentioned the defense. You guys have stressed defense. Is this, you think this is a better defensive team than a year ago? Does it have the potential to be one of the better defensive teams we've had in a while?
I think it certainly does. I think playing as many young players as we had last year, you know, with them all getting that year of experience under their belt and adding the size that we have, we're big. I think we're really big. And I think with Macy Weaver being 6'3", you know, and then the new players that we brought in, you know, with more of our size, we're able to play a lot bigger. And I think that's making things a lot more difficult for teams to counteract, which helps our rebounding as well. And so I think we have the potential to be a much better defensive team. Obviously, we have some strides we still have to make. But even in the early going here, I think we're making good strides, and we're excited about where we can potentially get to as we go along.
So that's a pretty good combination. Lady Eagles have always been a good offensive team. If you can add that defensive intensity to it as well, that's a pretty good combination.
Exactly. And I think the good thing is that we have girls who want to play, you know, they want to be good defenders. You know, they want to play hard. They want to play tough. And so that mentality usually is half the battle. You know, to get players who don't want to play defense is usually pretty hard. But we're excited about our girls that want to be tough. They want to play defense. So when you have that mentality, you know, it usually makes things a lot smoother for us. And we have that, and so we're excited about, you know, continuing to build.
Hey, Jack, thanks for taking time out to visit with us on the show today and sitting in for Coach McNellis. I know you're having a lot of fun coaching this basketball team. So keep up the good work. Have a great week, and let's see a lot more W's out of Lady Eagles this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We play Monday, and so hopefully we can get some people out on Monday for our last home game of the semester. And so we're excited to have that.
Jack Trosper, nice enough to stop by and visit with us on the show. Assistant coach for the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles getting some time off as they take final examinations and back in action next Monday at Reed Green Coliseum against Blue Mountain. That's a 6 o'clock game at the Coliseum. We'll take a break, come back, and talk Golden Eagle basketball with head coach Jay Lander. Jay joins us when we come back right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
And we are back on the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Glad to have a good crowd here on a rainy day in Hattiesburg with a good crowd on hand here to be part of the show. And got a lot of special guests here today. And we're getting ready to visit with Coach Jay Lander and talk Golden Eagle basketball. But first, the one special guest that's here in the restaurant today is a guy I hate to admit it took me under his wing when I first got to Southern Miss many, many years ago. Young guy out of Lumberton, Mississippi, played as a freshman for the Golden Eagles. The Grasshopper, John Prince, is here in the restaurant today. Great to see Princey here.
Awesome.
He came in with David Rimes. Did you know he was going to be here today, that Princey was going to be here?
We could do without David Rimes, but I'm glad John's here. But anyway, John Prince was my first idol as a young boy at USM, and we would come to the basketball games, and he was literally the first superstar. And as boys of my time would go back, we would go back home in our backyard and have a basket in our backyard, and you shoot the basketball, and I would be John Prince, you know. So anyway, to have him here, and he's someone that has continues to be a big part of our basketball program. I'm so proud of him, and he has had a great career. Now he's having a great career in the banking business in Memphis. But to have John Prince here has given me a shot in the arm today, John Cox.
What part of your game do you think was closest to being like John Prince?
I know one that wasn't. John Prince knocked in a high school basketball game at Lumberton, and my high school coach Harry Breland, I played for at Oak Grove, and of course Oak Grove and Lumberton were, he swore that John Prince knocked himself out on the backboard at a basketball game. He would tell that story all the time. Of course, every local boy in Hattiesburg and our surrounding area grew up, and John's humble and he won't ever talk about this, but he was our idol. He was the guy that we would go to Reed Green Coliseum, and we all wanted to be John Prince. And today, I still want to be John Prince. And but anyway, he could jump so high that he knocked himself out during a game, hitting his head on the backboard. If you think about that, now that's a true story, isn't it, John?
It was
true story. And so anyway, that's one part of our game that I could not be like John, that's for sure. I had trouble touching the backboard, much less getting my head that high. But a great, great player in Southern Miss history. And I'm nostalgic anyway, and having grown up on Southern Miss basketball, and to have one of our legends here, like I said, it's a shot in the arm for me today.
All right, here's a question. We'll get to some questions here. This one from Brandon here in the restaurant. Of course, everybody knows Tay Hardy's been a little bit banged up and has had some injuries. How will his injury continue to affect the team going forward, and who now takes his place on this basketball team?
Well, of course, that's a big blow to us, and I spoke with our – of course, we've been gone and being on the road, and as of last Thursday, we were anticipating Tay being able to play this coming Saturday. And his rehab was going great. He, of course, had already been to the doctor. They didn't think that it was anything serious. Ironically, when he raised his hands to put his a shirt on after a rehab workout last Thursday, his shoulder popped back out. They, of course, kept him off the road trip. He went to see the doctor on Friday again. They did an MRI. MRI showed a torn labrum. Now, Tay and I, of course, are going to meet after this show immediately, to be frank with you, and he still wants to try to play. I don't know if that the medical people are going to allow that or not, but he does have a torn labrum, and the present prognosis is he's out for the season. That's a big, big blow for him personally, a bigger blow for our program and for where we are. Although we always try to turn a positive into a negative, the fact that it could be, if he chose to, he would still have 2 years of eligibility left because he hasn't played over. He would get a medical red shirt this year. So, anyway, those are some of the things that he and I are going to discuss this afternoon.
Hate to lose a guy like that. Great leader, great offensive guy, great defensive guy, complete player. And you can notice that kind of missing out there right now.
No question. Great floor general, you know, not only is he a leading scorer, but really kind of our glue guy as well. Has a great basketball IQ. He's a dedicated basketball player. And it just hurts us all the way around. Of course, it caught us at such a bad time last week, when a time that we really needed him. But, unfortunately, you know, the Lord has some different plans. And of course, it's a challenge now for the rest of our players to step up. And I think the second part of the question, who's gonna fill their shoes, you know, so to speak. And the shoe that would, I think, immediately has to be filled would be the offensive part of it. And where's that scoring going to come from? I think you could see continued improvement from Tyler Stevenson. He's starting to really find himself. After a little bit of a slow start, of course, nobody mentioned this, but he battled a lot of this flu sickness. He's probably one of the first guys on our team to kind of have it. But he seems to be over that, playing well. Had 14 rebounds the other night at St. Louis. Southern Illinois. Flew out of St. Louis. John, it shows you I'm still staying in St. Louis in my mind, but against Southern Illinois. But I think that offensively, and I don't want to say underachieved, but just haven't found themselves yet, would of course be Jerron Pierre. He's proved he can do it, and DeAndre Pinckney. Those are two guys that in practice shoot the basketball extremely well and are capable of scoring. So I think those are the two guys that would immediately come to mind. Of course, I think that can be disseminated throughout the whole group.
All right, we're talking Golden Eagle basketball with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lander, here tonight on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Take a break, come back, and talk more right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline at Walk-Ons, visiting with head coach Jay Lander. Thanks again to Jack Trosper, who sat in earlier, stepping in for Coach Joy Lee McNellis, a little bit under the weather today. But Jay Lander with us. And Jay, examinations coming up, final examinations for this semester that's just finishing up. How, from a practice standpoint, do you do that? Guys obviously got to have enough time to work on their studies, get ready for those exams, but you got to get out there and practice as well. How do you kind of adjust to that this week?
Well, actually, to be frank with you, John, came at a good time. You know, our schedule wasn't optimal, and what we mean by that, we spent 5 days in Montana. Of course, got exposed to some flu crud, you know, from while we were up there. Of course, it's run through our team.
We had one of the teams that was San Diego or Wilmington.
North Carolina, Wilmington.
They came down an outbreak on the team, right?
10 of their 14 guys, while we were there in the hotel, were diagnosed with a flu. Of course, unfortunately, on the way back, flew on the same plane we did, and it has just gone through our team. And I'm not blaming them. Who knows where we were exposed to it. But not only our players, but our coaching staff, most guys have been really, really sick. But anyway, and then, of course, you throw in the Tay Hardy. We've just had a little bit of misfortune. No excuse, but a little bit of misfortune this past week. So my point is, this break actually from a game perspective came at a good time. It gives us a chance to kind of regroup, retool, but it also, more importantly, gives our guys a chance to focus on their studies this week. Our practice schedule look, of course, just getting back late yesterday afternoon from Southern Illinois, took today off. It gave them a chance to kind of get focused in on their books. They'll be in final exams the rest of the week. And, of course, on Friday they'll be completed, and we'll get ready to start kind of our last preseason, number of games. And I don't want to say exhibition or warm-up games, but non-league games. We get ready for league play.
And you get ready. You know, the next one is on Saturday against Loyola. I think last time I checked, they were ranked number 2 in the country, NAI or something like that.
They're number 2 in the country, and I don't know who makes our schedule, but somebody needs to take him out back.
Then you got a Jacksonville team after that that's pretty good. Then two road games at Monroe and East Carolina.
No easy ones. Of course, Monroe takes SMU to the wire the other night. So, no, in Division I, there's no easy ones. And, of course, let's talk about Loyola, the first one up. They'll be number 1 this week. The number 1 NAI team lost. Of course, they've won. They've remained undefeated. So they'll be the number 1 NAI team in the country. And, of course, you know when that happens, we've had some experience over the years with William Carey. And so we'll have our hands full on Saturday, and especially a team that's trying to get back up on its feet.
It's a Golden Eagle team. You would like to think, though, the hardest the schedule has been, that's going to make you guys get better playing that tough competition. And after that, I started to mention, after Christmas, your first two conference games, Western Kentucky and Marshall, two of the better teams in the league.
Yeah, it's we just got to kind of soldier through this thing and make sure that we understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. We just want to continue to get better. Each and every game, we of course, I don't think anybody would ever accuse us of having a soft schedule. Some schools may take that type of attitude. That's not who we are at Southern Miss. We're going to always play a tough, competitive schedule, and sure enough, we've done that again this year. Doesn't always help the win-loss record, but I do think it helps us in the long run.
All right, we're talking Golden Eagle basketball tonight with the head coach, the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lander, here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. More to go, so stick around. We'll be back here at Walk-Ons in just a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we are back here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline, as the Eagles right now having a few days off as they're going through final examinations, be back in action on Saturday. A 2 o'clock ball game at the Coliseum. They take on Loyola, as Jay told us a minute ago, a team that's about to move from number 2 in the country in the NAI ranks to number 1 in the country. Jay, this is a Golden Eagle team. As you've had some ups and downs, and of course injuries have a lot to do with that. Where do you feel like you've got to get better? Where's this team got to play better when you get back in action on a Saturday afternoon?
I think that we've actually, John, if you look at our numbers, even at Southern Illinois tonight, we're defending at a pretty good clip. I would like to see us get better. Of course, a little more consistent offensively. We've got to have some guys. We just score the ball. I see it every day in practice. We score the ball so much better, but we're having a problem translating that to the game. And some guys that just haven't found themselves in a game situation yet that have proven that they're good, reliable scorers. And I mentioned earlier, DeAndre Pinckney and Jerron Pierre, I think, are two guys that are certainly capable in doing that. And I think it's a matter of them finding their confidence a little bit. And so I think that's the biggest area. I think we've defended at a level that's given us a chance to win. Did again the other night. We struggle to score the basketball. And I think there's no way to candy coat that.
Jay, how about some of the young players? Who are some of the young guys that you've liked what you've seen out of them so far this year?
Well, I really like Rashad Bolden. Of course, Rashad – I think it was kind of funny. You know, Rashad gets 29 against North Carolina Wilmington, and he struggled a little bit offensively the last few games. And I told Rashad, I said, Rashad, that's the difference now. He said, you went from not being on the scouting report to being on the scouting report pretty quick. And I said, that's a welcome to Division I, and that's the way that they've been guarding you is a sign of respect to you. So, but his time will come. Of course, he's a great young man and a very smart, tough basketball player, but he really sticks out in terms of one of our younger guys. Mo Arnold is another young player, of course, new to our program this year, a young man from Picayune. Who I think is in time going to he's another one that hadn't quite found himself in terms of the offensive side of it, but he's a heck of an on-ball defender. He's a tough physical defender and he's a smart, high basketball IQ, and I think he's another one that when you talk about guys that have a lot of good basketball in front of them, he's another one.
When you look at what you've seen as you watch the scores, I know you've seen some of the teams you're going to face later on in the season, probably already on video, Conference USA. What kind of feeling do you get now about Conference USA and the way the season's going to go as far, not just the Eagles, but overall? What do you see in Conference USA?
Sir, in the league, I think what you're gonna see, and I think you really saw a lot of it last year, including us, is a lot of parity. You know, and if you look at the scores last year, you look at the scores this year, gosh, it seems like there's a lot of parity there, and there was not a huge amount of difference between the number one team in the league last year, which ended up being Louisiana Tech and North Texas. One won the league, one won the conference tournament. And the bottom team in the league, all the games were competitive. So that gives you hope. You know, of course, it puts us right there in the mix if we'll just continue to improve and work hard. And all we know how to do right now, there's no, John, let me just stop that and say this. There's nobody more disappointed in a 4-5 start than myself and our coaching staff and our players. And there's no excuse for it. But all we know how to do is roll our sleeves up and go to work, and that's, of course, what we're going to do. But there's better times ahead for us, I can promise you that. Good things happen to people that work hard. Now, back on the league, I also don't think that you have quite Western Kentucky had such a great roster last year. Of course, Louisiana Tech lost a few pieces. And I don't think those are – North Texas lost some key pieces. So I think the parity's there, but I don't think you have that just – where you just have to have an astronomical night. I think you know, it's just on any given night you can win, and that's why I just want our guys to understand that. Just search for that consistency. Let's just get a little better and a little better every day, and come league play, I think we're going to be in good shape.
All right, we are going to take our final break of the show here from walk-ons, come back and spend some final minutes with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lanner. The Eagles are back in action on Saturday afternoon. They take on a Loyola team out of New Orleans that's going to be number one in the country when the new NAI rankings come out. So we'll talk more with Jay about Golden Eagle basketball. What's coming up right after this? This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
What's up, fans? This is Roddy Jones, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country weekly, with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way to the national championship game in January, from the East Coast to the West Coast. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your podcasts. And while you're at it, be sure to give us a follow along on Twitter, @CSNowTweets.
Our final few minutes on the program tonight with Coach Jay Lanner. Again, the Eagles in the midst of final examinations. They'll get back in action on Saturday against the Loyola. 3 days later, a home game against Jacksonville. And then right before the Christmas break, they'll be at Louisiana Monroe and at East Carolina. So four tough ones for the Golden Eagles down the stretch here in the first part of their schedule here this season. So, but again, the Eagles and Loyola on Saturday. That's a 2:00 ball game at Green Coliseum. Need to get a big crowd in there and watch the Golden Eagles. Eagles have been on the road quite a bit, and Jay, as we've seen by playing on the road, that home court advantage can mean a lot. We saw it the other night at Southern Illinois, and so need a big crowd in there on Saturday for Golden Eagles.
Well, it certainly helps. Basketball of all the sports has the most, the crowd has the biggest influence on the outcome. Gosh, what a great environment you know, really playing. You mentioned playing in some tough environments. That should help us down the road. You know, gosh, Montana was an incredible environment. Of course, go to Southern Illinois. Folks in the Midwest love basketball, and there was a great crowd in there, very, very loud environment. And, but again, that should just do nothing but prepare us later on. But absolutely, if we could get a great crowd in there Saturday and, of course, against Jacksonville as well, that would really help us, I think, turn the tide maybe toward our favor.
Injuries aside, what are one or two things you want to see your guys do better when you hit the court against Loyola on Saturday?
I want to see us, of course, continue to defend, but I want to see us execute better on offense, John. Here's what we want to do. We want to really push the ball down the floor. But if the shot's not there, we want to be able to execute. And the reason that you run offense is facilitate getting a higher percentage shot. I think sometimes with the guys, they're just beginning, a bunch of guys that are just playing together for the first time, and we haven't quite figured out when the right time to make that shot. After reviewing the film, I really thought, John, the first half against Southern Illinois was some of the better basketball that we had played. Wasn't so pleased with the second half, but the first half I really did. I thought that we moved the basketball, our offensive execution was better. We don't worry about make and miss as much as we worry about good and bad. Was that a good shot? Was that not a good shot? Sometimes, as you know, you can shoot a bad shot, it may go in. Sometimes you shoot a good shot and not go in. But over the course of time, those good shots, you know, percentage wise, you're going to do much better. And that's kind of where we were. But I thought the first half against Southern Illinois the other night was probably one of our better halves of basketball, really on both ends. But I want to see us execute better. I want to see us continue to play hard and bad. I want to see us to have some resolve. When things don't go our way, when the shots aren't falling, that's when you got to dig in and play harder on the defensive end. Create some turnovers. Create some baskets with your fast break, offensive rebound, and those type of things, and just not give in to it.
One of the guys I think has played really well, particularly the last few ball games, has been Waylon Napper. He's a guy who, like a lot of guys do, coming in maybe struggled early, but starting to really play with a lot of confidence and kind of running the show out there for you.
You know, one of the things Coach Turk told me, and I wish Coach was around, I'd certainly love to pick Coach's brain right now about some things. But that Coach told me about Jimmy. This is when I was coaching at Southeastern Louisiana. Coach told me that it was important that we have that a junior college player don't expect a junior college player. He said if you can a lot of times just get a semester out of them, it takes them a little while to kind of get adjusted to Division I. So we knew there was going to be some adjustment. Of course, Waylon has had some up and downs, but the last couple of basketball games, I thought at South Alabama, of course the other night at Southern Illinois, I thought Waylon actually been a real bright spot for us, and so hopefully he can continue that.
And you need some of those guys to step up. You mentioned Jerron Pierre. There's a guy who had a sensational year a year ago, and for whatever reason just has been a little bit of a funk so far, and that kind of trying to get it going.
You know, it's like hitting a baseball, John. You know, certain guys, they start off, and then maybe they had a great year the year before hitting the baseball. They come in, and they just all of a sudden things don't go well for them early, and they kind of struggle. It takes them a little while to get going. But Jerron he works hard at his craft. Trust me, this is a very dedicated young man, dedicated basketball player, really, really works on his game. So that's not the issue. I think that he's gotten where he maybe presses a little bit, that he feels like he's got to score. And, of course, when you do that, sometimes it doesn't work out for you. So he just needs to relax, let the game come to him, shoot as those shots, they'll be available for him as they come. Make sure that he's taking higher percentage shots.
I think you guys have played well defensively this year. Yep. You got to be kind of happy what you've seen on the defensive end.
No question. Our numbers other than South Alabama, I'll say that was our poorest performance. There were a lot of factors in that. We did a very poor job in transition defense. Of course, our offense the other night against South Al had a lot to do with it, too. Our shot selection wasn't great. That led to some easy baskets. We turned the ball over in the first half way too much, led to easy baskets. That had an inverse effect on our opponent's field goal percentage, which is a big percentage for us. But other than that, I think other than the first half of the South Al game, our defense actually has been outstanding, and I want it to continue. And it's given us a chance. Even the other night, they shot just under or right at 40%. if you can hold a team under 40%, you're going to have a chance to win.
Jay, we appreciate it. Looking forward to our weekly visits here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. We know this team's going to play better. Maybe this little break right now will get you going a little bit.
It came at a good time. John, of course, we want our guys, wish our guys well. Academics is a big part of what we do in our program, so we want them to do well there. But also it gives us a chance to kind of retool, reset, regroup, and come back out Saturday with a new renewed attitude.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Coach Jay Lander and the Golden Eagles again. Play Loyola on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Then on the 14th, it'll be Jacksonville, the Dolphins at Jacksonville. 7 o'clock ball game at Regrain Coliseum. The Lady Eagles, they play next Monday at home against Blue Mountain, and they're off to the FAU Holiday Classic. That's going to do it for us here at Walk-Ons. Thanks to all the folks who came out and listened in and was a part of the show today, and we hope to see them next Monday here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Thanks again, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Hope you enjoyed the program. Have a great week, everybody. We will see you next time. You have been listening to the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-Ons. So long, everybody, and good night.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.